Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Just a friendly reminder, Learning in the Tool this week is graciously sponsored by the Rosen family, commemorating the artsites of Shana's grandparents, Binyamin, Bin Yaakov, and Yocheved Bas Yitzchak. And of course, Mishnayos are sponsored, as they always are, Le'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're learning Masechta Alos, and we are in the ninth parak Mishnayos, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And we're back to our friend the beehive. What happens if the beehive is turned sideways and it's over the ground, but not with more than a tefach of space? So we know that there is no room inside underneath to create a whole environment. So in such a situation, we call that a situation of tuma ritzutza, or tuma ritzutza, which is the understanding that the tuma moves up and down in a straight line, except if there is a kli in the site. And that's what the Mishnah continues over here and describes. Kazayis min ameis nasan tachteo al agaba. There's a kazayis min ameis underneath the beehive or on the beehive. So koshu kineged azayis tachteo agaba tame. Whatever is placed in the direct line of that kazayis of body flesh, of dead body flesh, so that's going to be tame. V'chol she'enu kineged azayis tocha tohor. But if something is not directly inside in the body space or is inside the beehive, those kalim are going to be tar. However, if the kazayis min ames happens to be inside the beehive bisocha, so then I call tame. Then everything's going to be tame because the inside of the kli, the inside of the hive, is going to be tame. And then there's also going to be a tuma ritzutza. It's going to move up and down in the direct line. And that's Mishnah Yud Aleph. Now the Mishnah Yud Beis comes along and adds to that. What if the beehive is a tefach above the ground? So now there's a space underneath, right? So and tuma tachta o al gaba, there's tuma underneath it, right? Or there's tuma now on top of it. So since that is the case, in such a situation, the hive will not block the tuma, since it becomes it's now a kli in the direct line. So everything becomes tame elatocha. Everything is tame except for what's inside. But bisocha kol tame. If there's tuma inside of the hive, everything is going to be tame. So b'med devar mamurim bismanchi kli. That's only assuming that the hive is a full kli and it's just considered a closed kli. So there, any utensil inside the beehive is going to be considered sealed off from the tuma, since the hive, a beehive as a kli, is not mekabel tuma. However, what if the beehive is not a full kli anymore? What if it happens to be broken? Right? What if it was broken and stuffed with saw, with straw? Or what if it contained 40 sa? According to the Chachamim, whom we learned earlier in the Masechta, hold that a kli is not something that's 40 sa. That's already above the size of the kli. So kazayis bin ames nasan tachtev, you have a kazayis in that place, or underneath it, so connect the water to home tummy. So in that situation, the tumma moves downward, right? It's underneath, but when it gets to the hive, which is so large, that's going to stop it. It's not going to move upwards. Al gaba, if the tumma is on top of the hive, so now the hive is underneath it, so then it's not going to go downward in that situation, but it's going to keep moving out of rakia tummy. Bisocha, if it's inside this broken hive, or this hive that holds up to 40 sa, according to the Chachamim, Ain tamei ela tocha. It's going to only, the tumah is going to stay only inside the hive. The haisam gavo min aretz tefach. What if the hive is a tefach above the ground and tumah tachta, right? And the tumah is going to be underneath it. So tachta tamei bisocha. It's going to be tamei bisocha if it's inside the hive. So tocha tamei al gaba kinegda wada rakia tamei. If it's going to be on top of the hive, then it's going to keep just moving up. So there are three levels. When it's a tefach off the ground, there's a level where if the tuma is underneath it, it will go only up to the hive. There's a level where the tuma is inside the hive, the tuma is going to only stay in the hive. And there's a level in that situation where if the tumah is above the hive, it's going to be only going above the hive up to Shamayim, but underneath it's not going to go. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a terrific day and a wonderful Shabbos.